Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, you'll hear Seth interview with stand-up comic Michelle Wolfe, whose new special joke show is now streaming on Netflix. But first, Seth celebrates the kind of story we need right now.
I'm going to tell you a story about a bodybuilder in Rochester, New York, named Willie Murphy. A burglar broke into Willie's house recently, and Willie beat him up. All right, fine. That's what you would expect a bodybuilder to do. But what if I told you Willie Murphy is 82 years old? And what if I told you Willie Murphy is a woman? And what if I told you, this brings us to a segment called The Kind of Story We Need Right Now. This is Willie Murphy. She was about to go to bed one night when a man started pounding on her front door demanding to be let in, so she called 911. But while she was waiting for the police to arrive, he broke down her door and barged in. What the man didn't realize, though, is that Willie Murphy works out. You're probably thinking, oh, that's cute. She does water aerobics. No, son. Willie Murphy lifts weights every day at the YMCA, and she can deadlift 225 pounds. 225 pounds. That's me holding a microwave. According to USA Today, Willie can do one-handed pull-ups, one-handed push-ups, fingertip push-ups, and the push-ups where you put your fingers in a diamond formation and press your nose all the way to the floor. You know what they call those kind of push-ups? The burglar's nightmare. So how was she feeling as this burglar was prowling around her house?
It's kind of semi-dark, and I'm alone. And I'm old, but guess what? I'm tough. And you want to know what happens? He picked the wrong house to break into.
This is the kind of story we need right now. 100%. Most news stories make me want to jump off a bridge. This story makes me want to jump onto a bridge or whatever bull they do at CrossFit. So, Willie. Willie is hiding in her house, and when the burglar comes near her, she grabs the closest thing she can find to protect herself. A candlestick? No. A rolling pin? No. A table.
I took that table, and I went to working on him, and guess what? The table broke.
She picked up a table and, quote, went to work on him, and the table broke. Most people her age are breaking hips. She's breaking tables. So Willie clobbers this man with a table. What next?
I'm running in the kitchen. There's a bottle of baby shampoo on the table. I grabbed the shampoo, and guess what? He's still on the ground in his face, all of it, the whole thing.
She blinded him with shampoo. Americans spend $11 billion a year on guns, and it turns out all we needed was some Johnson & Johnson. You know what stops a bad guy with a gun? Apparently, an old lady with a table and some shampoo. So after the shampoo, did Willie stop and show the guy some mercy? She did not.
And I got the broom, and he's pulling the broom, and I'm hitting him. I'm hitting him with the broom, hitting him.
She kicked a man's ass with a shampoo and a broom. I don't know if she's single, but I bet I know one guy who's interested. So finally, after all that, the police arrived and put the burglar in a cop car. I'm just kidding. He was hurt so badly, they had to put him in an ambulance.
Because I had really did a number on that man. I'm serious. I think he was happy when he went in the ambulance.
Oh, no, I'm sure. I'm sure he was until he told the paramedics what happened, and they laughed so hard they had to give themselves oxygen. Despite the fact that this burglar was caught red-handed, Willie is not pressing charges. And of course not. She's too busy pressing 225. Plus, she wants that man roaming the streets so she could find him and kick his ass again. This is the kind of story we need right now. In superhero stories, women are usually insignificant side characters. But in this story, Willie Murphy is the superhero. She saved the day, and she did it with a very kind Christian attitude.
I said to myself, if it's my time to go to hell, I'm taking him with me.
Merry, merry Christmas. This has been the kind of story we need right now.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Our next guest is an Emmy-nominated writer and comedian you know from her show The Break with Michelle Wolf and her work on The Daily Show. And here at Late Night, her latest stand-up special, Joke Show, is currently streaming on Netflix. Please welcome back to the show one of our favorites, Michelle Wolf, everybody.
For having me back.
Congratulations on your special. It's fantastic. You used to write here.
Yes.
I know you tour more than anybody. You're on the road all the time. Even when you're in New York, you're doing sets. Do you have time to keep up with politics? Are you paying attention to the election?
I've paid enough attention that I can tell this joke, or I can take a closer look at this joke.
That was really good.
Why don't I get a graphic? You work here for 2 years. I try to be a good feminist. I step off the party line quite a bit. I know we're supposed to be mad at Joe Biden because he touched a bunch of women over a couple decades.
Yeah.
That never made me mad. That made me like him more, which not the most feminist point of view.
Right.
But I do have two pretty good reasons. One, if you look at every woman who Joe Biden gave a neck massage to, it does look like it felt good.
Okay.
He looks like he just has those hands that know where the knots are.
Yeah.
Like, every woman walked away from that being like, no, he did get it, though. That's annoying. But also, if you look at every woman who Joe Biden touched, every woman who Joe Biden kissed the top of her little head, you'll see this guy doesn't have a type. He's doing it to everybody. He's not discriminating. It's old, young, white, black. This guy is swiping right on the whole country. And that's what I feel like we need right now. A creepy old man who will love every single one of us.
There you go.
I stand behind Joe Biden because when you're behind him, he can't touch you.
You talk about immigration in your special as well. And maybe a similar take on this and maybe how we're framing it wrong.
I have a friend, she's really worried about immigrants coming in and taking our jobs. And I'm like, well, you're a stay-at-home mom. Ball sort in your court that one. I'm much more worried about Americans taking immigrant jobs. Like, I got a massage from a Midwestern white lady, and it essentially felt like a cat was walking on my back. And not like an angry or a hungry cat, just a happy cat trying to find a place to sleep. And then a couple weeks later, I got a massage from a Korean man, and he pressed into my back with the pressure that he had left his whole family behind. That's a great massage! You need a massage from someone who's been through something. You can't get a massage from a woman named Meredith, where the worst thing that ever happened to her is the one time she got bangs. But you don't want a massage from someone who wants to give you a massage. You want a massage from someone who has to give you a massage. Two very different people. Someone who wants to touch your naked back for an hour, that's a serial killer. Someone who has to give you a massage, someone who's like, this piece of comes in here and says her neck is sore from sleeping wrong. I work 70 hours a day. I live 3 states away and I bike to work in this piece. And the whole time you're thinking, this is a great massage. Put real massage quick. Tables on the border.
You still send in jokes every now and then. And more often than not, I text you, Michelle, why would you think I could tell this joke on TV? And I thought it'd be nice to prove that. I picked 3 that you've sent. Mm-hmm. And this is, and I just want you to picture if it was me saying this in a monologue.
I wrote these for Seth.
Yeah.
They're in Seth's voice.
No, they're not.
And I think they would have gone over very well. Are you sure you don't want to do this one?
No, I'm positive.
You sure?
I'm positive
all
on
the
all
words
of them.
In it?
I don't want to do
you
any
do one of the words.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm Seth. There's probably like a graphic here. According to new reports, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan Markle, who are expecting their first child this month, are considering raising their newborn as a vegan. Does that mean the milk is up for grabs, said the Queen? I think it's the best joke in the night. That's good. If you love that one, just wait for this killer. Australian news outlets are reporting that a fire at a genetics laboratory has destroyed thousands of dollars worth of cryogenically frozen bull semen. What a digister. The only thing to do is to make a comeback. The loss is severe, but it won't be spermament. Semen.
Semen. The last one is the one I most didn't want to say. Are you having any doubts about it?
No, I think digister. I mean, that joke just got a bunch of people pregnant, so.
I would have gone disaster.
Disaster? Come on! Yeah. No one will ever know why my show was canceled.
Like, bring him home.
Okay.
And just so you know, no matter how the audience responds, as soon as it's over, I'm going to say Michelle Wolf, everybody, so we don't have to worry about it.
No, but I think we should wait for them to laugh for a really long time.
I'm going to cut it off right away, because I'm confident.
Guys,
I'm confident
guys,
laughter.
Take a deep breath now. You're going to need it. Fill those lungs up with air. And let's prove this man wrong. Officials in Florida yesterday. Officials in Florida yesterday pulled over a woman who was hiding a foot-long alligator in her yoga pants. It's the classic, is that an alligator in your pocket or you just have a really flappy vagina?
Michelle Wolf, everybody! Her special joke show is streaming on Netflix.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night Podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.